Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Thank you for joining us on this edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some swimming today, and we head back to Cairns in Australia to touch base with returning guest Damien Code. Great response to Damien's story last week. If you haven't checked out that episode, head over to thekonaedge.com and go listen to it. I think it was fantastic. I love sharing stories of age groupers from around the planet. If there's someone that you know that has raced on the Big Island and has got a pretty cool story and you think would be good value here on the Kona Edge, please do pop me a mail at brad@thekonaedge.com. I get lots of requests, so if I can ask you, please don't CC that person into the email. I'd obviously like to do a bit of vetting first and decide if they would be a good fit. So send me a mail, let me know of who it is you're thinking of, and then let me do some research and then we can get them on. So that's brad@thekonaedge.com. This is the Coach's Corner, and it's time to chat some coaching. If you need some help to get faster, or if you want to get stronger, we've got access to a network of triathlon coaches around the globe that are more than willing to help you out. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. If you own a coaching business, or if you're a coach yourself and you'd like to get a bit of airtime here on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, scroll down to the bottom. All the details are there. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Well, we head back to Cairns now in Australia to talk some swimming with Ironman age grouper Damien Code. Damien, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today. You grew up swimming. I often hear from people when I ask people, like, what do you need to do to become a good swimmer? They say, start when you're eight. And you had that advantage. You started when you were a youngster.
I did. I was off to a good start. But I think after I was only, I was in it for 3 or 4 years, and then unfortunately, my disciplines were breaststroke and the medley, Brad. So if in the Ironman we were forced to do 1 kilometre of of butterfly, a kilometre of backstroke, kilometre of breaststroke, and 1 kilometre of freestyle, I reckon I'd be further towards the front at the end of the swim.
I love that. I hope no one listens to this at Ironman, because we don't want them to change it that way. My butterfly is terrible.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, I never practiced those strokes ever again once I finished. But I think it, you know, certainly held me in good stead for my current.
We joke about that. That mixed stroke stuff really does help sort of with the feel of the water and sort of just getting that body awareness. And even though you might not be swimming it now, having that foundation early on surely must have helped.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Just swim fit's an important term, I think. You may not be the fastest swimmer in the field, but if you keep the swimming training up and the feel for the water and that cardio and respiratory fitness that it promotes, I think there's a lot to be said for how it transfers over into your, your stamina, endurance, and your ability to do well on the bike and the run over those long courses.
Damien, as far as the gains that you've got in the water over your Ironman career, what are some of the things that you can sort of pinpoint down and attribute those gains to?
Gains from swim training?
Yeah.
Gains from swim training. I don't know. I think just the ability to be able to my respiratory system has always been quite strong. My ability to recover from efforts has always been quite good, and I really think that's from spending a lot of time in the water, both in the pool and as a nipper in surf life saving, just with doing repetitive sets. So I think my recovery, and also of course I had less injuries when I was younger because of my swimming as well.
Yeah, having that foundation. I mean, if you're listening to this and you're a sort of adult onset swimmer, there's nothing you can really do about it other than trying to spend time in the water and get your technique sorted out. But I think swimmers do have a slight advantage if they do have that background as a youngster. As far as workouts go, what do you love doing in the water?
Well, I hate pool workouts. My partner gets up at 5 o'clock and goes to squad training. I'm too early to get up in the dark to go to squad training. So I actually train solo in the pool, which the downside is the motivational factor is something that you've got to be really self-disciplined about. You've got to time yourself, do your sets, make sure that there is you can see improvements. But my most enjoyable session is any ocean training, Brad. So, you know, we used to do Saturday mornings ocean brick sets on the northern beaches of Cairns. And, yeah, they're my favourite. Anything, you know, ocean beach running is something that I really enjoy.
Give us some tips on the open water and particularly ocean swimming. I think for a lot of athletes, they spend most of their time in the pool and then they end up in a race situation, whether it be a lake swim or an ocean swim, and they haven't had much experience in the open water. So, some advice and tips to sort of improve your open water swimming. Is there a slight change in technique, sighting-wise? What advice would you give people, Damien?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think the difference for me, anyway, Brad, with between ocean swimming and pool swimming, although I try to swim in the pool like I do in the ocean, and that is if you're not, so, you know, if you're someone like me, and that's I'm not going to be at the front of a pack, you try and find someone's feet that you think you can hold on to, and when you're in that situation, you know that long glide technique in the pool, you know, I don't think that's as effective in the ocean. So, you know, I tend to increase my arm turnover and I tend to, you know, just shorten my stroke and start the pool from a bit further down from beneath the surface, so from under the bubbles of someone's feet. And I think that, you know, I swim easier then. So it's less taxing. And, of course, I always sight for myself. Just because I'm on someone else's feet doesn't mean to say I'm letting them lead me. So, yeah, just shorter stroke, harder pull from closer to the body, and, high turnover, Brad.
I've learned that lesson the hard way as well, following feet, and they swim more skew than I do. So it's, yeah, definitely sight for yourself. And sadly, the only way you get better at that is by doing more of it. So, Damien, thank you very much for your time and sharing your swim tips today. We look forward to chatting a little bit about your bike next time out.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks for having me.
And that's it for another edition of the Kona Edge. Before I head out, thank you very much to everyone who's left us an iTunes review. You have no idea. I just have to tell you, the impact that these iTunes reviews have on the download numbers are ridiculous. The more reviews we get, obviously, the better, and we've been getting some great ones. The more iTunes realizes that we're providing great value, and then they put the podcast in front of more eyeballs, if that makes sense, or ear holes, so to speak. And, yeah, that's how we sort of get in front of more people. So the more iTunes reviews we have, the better. So it's our virtual tip jar. And if you wouldn't mind leaving us one, it would be amazing. Got a great one in from the Wit13 in the United Kingdom, giving us a 5-star as well, saying, accessible, awesome, inspirational podcast. I listen mostly in the car on the way to and from work or around the country in the UK on business. I found it by chance whilst enjoying a number of other triathlon podcasts. This one is the favorite. Brad is engaging to listen to, and the episode's length ranges from very short to under 10 minutes to the longer, 45 minutes to an hour. They cover all three disciplines and other stuff. I personally enjoy the longer journey episodes the most, hearing how someone went from good average to awesome and ended up at Kona. I enjoy conversations with the age groupers more than the pros, more relatable to us mortals and balancing real life with training. Hopefully we'll see a journey interview with someone whose first Ironman was over 15 hours. I'm with you. I'm looking. I will find someone whose first Ironman was over 15 hours and they went on to qualify for Kona. So it goes on. The Wit 13, thank you so much for being in touch and leaving that review. Don't forget to leave your social media handle, like an at for Twitter or Instagram, so that I can send you a shout out on those social media platforms. It would be much appreciated. Until tomorrow. That's it from me. I'll be back again, and you have yourself a great Thursday. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.